Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Good evening, dear friends.
Good evening, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Was it a working day today for you? For some of you. For the others, what were you all doing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's good. Good to take rest in between. Father Joseph has been taking some good rest today. Because he doesn't rest at night. I told one of my friends in Australia that Father Joseph was not sleeping at all at night. And they asked me, was he praying the whole night? I said, no, he was in England during that time. He's struggling with jet lag. By the time he gets over jet lag, it will be time to go to the next place. So I hope you have got good rest today. Because today we pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And once we are filled with the fire of the Spirit, then there is no more rest. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Holy Spirit never gave the apostles rest. From there, He made them go across to all the nations of the world. So therefore, if you have taken rest today, remember that was your final rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told the disciples, you wait in Jerusalem to be filled with power from above. He was insistent that he had to go to the Father so that the Spirit comes down upon them. Jesus was insistent that the Holy Spirit become a part of the apostles' ministry. He was insistent that the Holy Spirit becomes a part of their daily life. And he's insistent that the Holy Spirit becomes a part of our daily life as well. For those of us who have been baptized, the Holy Spirit was received in baptism. But sometimes we don't know how to use the Spirit. We have someone powerful, but we don't know what to do with the someone who is powerful. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you can get into a Ferrari car. You know the Ferraris? When we are walking through Hong Kong, you've got the most swankiest cars around the place. You see all the Tesla cars. In Australia, it's very rare to see a Tesla car. Tesla is one of the brand of cars. Don't worry, it's an electric car. It's very costly. Any which ways, you can have a Ferrari. And that's supposed to be a very powerful car. But you can drive it at 20 kilometers an hour. Not knowing how to use it. So there's power, but not knowing how to use the power. I remember many years ago I went to Germany. And that was my first visit to Germany. And my friend was going to work, so he dropped me off at a station. And he told me the places I can go and visit. And he said he'll pick me up in the evening. So I had money in my hands. I had good amount of euros in my hand. And I stood in front of the ticketing machine in the station. If you've been to Germany, you will know. Everything is written in German. And I have no idea of German. So I looked at the ticketing machine. I had the money with me. But I didn't know what to press because I don't know where to go. So you can have something with you that's powerful, but not know what to do with it. You can apply that to the Holy Spirit as well. Having the Spirit but not knowing what to do with the Spirit. Or how to use the Spirit effectively in our daily life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
So this is usually a talk that I give for around an hour. But I'm going to kind of concise it. Because half an hour goes in the translation. And then I've been told that we have to finish the session by 9 o'clock. So that you go back home and get some more rest. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So I'll try and concise it as much as I can. But just to give us an idea as to how we approach or use the presence of the Spirit within us. It's important for us to realize that the Spirit has to be a part of everything we do. And therefore, the presence of the Spirit has to begin from the start of our day. First of all, our prayers have to begin at the start of the day. Now, sometimes there are people who say, you know, pray whenever you get time. So I get time in the evening. So I'll pray in the evening. Because I'm in the morning, I'm busy with my children, I'm busy with my work and getting things ready for work. But there's a basic difference between prayer in the morning and prayer in the evening. Prayer in the evening is a prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer in the morning is the prayer offering the whole day unto the Lord. So you cannot pray in the evening and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm offering my whole day to you because the day is over. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you start your day with your prayer. And into that time you bring in first and foremost the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is why one of the most traditional prayers of the church, and I don't know if you, I'm sure you would have that translation in Chinese as well. We usually in English pray, Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and rekindle in them the fire of your love. Don't worry, it was correct. Praise God. So come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Rekindle in us. Once again start burning in us. And that has to start at, that has to be at the very start of the day. So it's kind of like pouring the presence of the Spirit into everything that we are.
就好像是將聖神完全倒入去我們整個人的每一部分。
It's a very essential prayer.
這是一個很必須的祈禱。
In Ephesians chapter 6,
在阿弗所人書的第六章,
verse 18, we would read.
在第18節,
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication.
第六章18節。時時靠著聖神，以各種祈求和哀禱祈禱。
Pray in the Spirit at all times.
時時都要在聖神之內祈禱。
And that is why the Lord says, you ask for the Spirit.
所以主說,你一定要祈求聖神。
It's not just a one-time asking.
不是說問一次的哦。
You have to ask every day for the rekindling.
你是整天裡面時不時就要呼求聖神。
We read in Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
我們路加福音11章13節。
Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
11章的13節。
The word tells us, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of Him?
你們縱然不善，尚且知道把好東西給你們的兒女，何況在天之父，有不更將聖神賜予求他的人嗎？
In John chapter 7 verse 37,
在約翰福音第七章第37節。
John 7:37.
第七章的第37節。
The Lord says, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink, as the scripture says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water.
誰若渴，都往這裏來喝吧。凡信從我的，就如經上說， 從祂的心中要流出活水的江河。
So you are asking for the Holy Spirit in the morning.
所以你是早上呼求聖神。
To rekindle every part of what you are.
是將你整個人的每一部分再一次燃點起。
The whole being.
整個人。
Not just one part of you.
不只是部分。
Not just your spirituality.
不只是你的靈修,
but the whole part of you.
是整個的自己。
We human beings are very complex people.
我們人類是一個很複雜的。
We are not just made very simple.
我們不是簡單被做的。
We have emotions.
有情緒。
That is also a part of our being.
情緒都是我的一部分。
We have a body.
我們有個身體,
which is a part of our being.
身體都是我的一部分,
we have a spiritual self,
我們有自己的靈修,
which is the part of the body.
都是屬於身體一部分,
we have the soul,
我們有靈魂,
which is the part of the body.
都是屬於身體一部分.
All these are interconnected.
這些全部都是互相緊連的.
Every part of our being is there with a purpose.
每一個部分存在都有一個目的的.
Do you know how many cells we human beings have? You know cells in the body?
知不知人有多少細胞?
You know how many cells we have?
知不知有多少細胞?
Billions.
Millions? 7 billion? Okay, let the numbers come.
7 billion?
Millions? Billions?
700萬, 70億.
Come on, let the auctions begin.
競投吧,
praise the Lord. There are approximately 37.2 trillion cells in our body. See, there's no translation for that also. Million, billion, trillion. So
37.2
trillion cells in the body. It's pretty much uncountable. And none of these are there without a purpose. And that is why as some cells die as a period of time, it's always replenished, it's always keeping on coming back. And every one of them is put with a purpose.
每一个细胞嘅出现都系有佢嘅用处嘅。
It's not that God just decided, oh, I have a little extra cell, so let me just add it on.
唔系天主话，诶，我又多咗啲细胞啊，俾啲你啊。
It's all put with a purpose.
种种嘅细胞都有佢。
Now, if it is put with a purpose,
如果系有佢存在嘅目的
，when we offer our prayer,
当我奉献祈祷
，and we ask the Spirit to wash us,
我叫求圣神去清洗我哋
，and to fill us,
充满我哋
，you pray that the power of the Spirit is rekindled in those 37.2 trillion cells in your body.
所以你要呼求圣神再一次嘅更新焕发你里边37.2嘅。
Yes, whatever it is. Now that doesn't mean that early in the morning you say, Lord, I enter into one cell.
佢话朝头早起身啊，主啊，我而家进入我一个细胞里边。
Enter into the second cell.
而家到第二个细胞啦。
Enter into the third cell.
第三个细胞啦。
Because by the time you have your you complete your prayer.
当你完成你祈祷嘅时候咧。
You'll be pretty much dead.
你都死紧一橛咁滞啦。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It means that every part of what you are is so important that you have to ask for the rekindling of the fire of the Spirit into every part of your being.
即系话，因为你每一个细胞都有佢个重要性喺度咧，所以你要呼求圣神咧，完全咁充满你整个人嘅各个细胞。
It is because every part of the being is important in your daily life, and that is how God has created you and me.
因为你整个嘅人咧，对于你日常生活里边都扮演一个重要嘅角色，呢个就系天主创造你、创造我嘅。
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So if I have a hand, God has placed it there because there is a purpose to it. So I have to ask the Lord to fill the presence of the Holy Spirit into every part: my hand, my mind, my body, my being.
如果我有一隻手的话，即是说天主创造给这个手，我是有它存在的目的，所以我要求圣神充满我的手，我整个人身体各部分。
So when you start your prayer, first thing, pray and tell the Spirit, take control of every part of my being.
所以你开始祈祷的时候，呼求圣神完全占据你身体的各个部分，各个存在。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And then when you offer yourself in your prayer, start inviting the presence of the Holy Spirit into every part of your weakness.
当你邀请圣神进入你整个人的各部分的时候，你都呼求圣神进入你软弱的地方。
You and I do have areas of our life that are weak.
你和我总会人生里面有些部分是软弱的。
We have to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into those areas of our weakness.
我们必须要邀请圣神进入我们软弱的地方。
Now to be able to bring the Holy Spirit or invite the Holy Spirit into your weakness, you have to first acknowledge that you have a weakness.
要邀请圣神进入你软弱的地方的话，首先你当然要知道自己是什么地方软弱。
So in your prayer at those moments between you and God, be honest with what weaknesses you have.
所以当你在祈祷的时候，在你和天主之间的时候，你要坦白地承认那个究竟有什么软弱的地方。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if I do not acknowledge my weakness,
如果我不承认自己的软弱呢?
I will not pray for my weakness.
我怎会为我的软弱祈祷呢?
If I say I don't have a problem,
如果我说我都没难题,
then I'm not going to invite the Holy Spirit into that area of weakness because I don't have a problem there.
因为我这样说呢,我又不会邀请圣神进入我这个的软弱呢,因为我觉得我自己没问题。
In the seminary, I remember there was a brother,
同样呢,我记得有个弟兄呢,
and during the time of meditation,
在这个默想的时候,
every day we had half an hour of meditation,
我们每一天呢,都有半个钟头默想,
before the Eucharist,
在圣体前。
So we used to get up at 5:15 in the morning,
我们5:03起身了早上,
and then we'd go to the chapel,
去圣堂啊,
and then we'd sit and pray,
坐在这里祈祷了,
and all the brothers, we were around 100 brothers in the seminary at that time,
那时我们修院大概有100个修士了,
and all were squatting on the floor,
人人呢都是 squatting,
sitting on the floor,
盘坐在那里,
not on the chairs, but on the floor,
盘坐在地下里,
and we had half an hour of meditation,
半个钟头的默想,
and during the half an hour of meditation, some of them would go off to sleep,
在那半个钟头里面, 有些人就会合着,
And there was this brother who would go off to sleep very regularly. And when the meditation starts, you don't see his head or neck after that. Because it will be down, he will be off asleep. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shall I tell them it's you? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Don't worry, he was a very saintly brother. That is why they ordained him a priest. But after that he realized it was not all true. I'm just joking. Someone actually asked him, you know, why are you all fighting all the time? Anybody who has attended the retreats that the two of us are there together will get very used to what we do with each other during the retreat. Because that's how close we are. So don't misunderstand. But that doesn't mean that he was not the one who was sleeping. Praise the Lord. So anyway, that brother would sleep during every meditation. And after the mass and everything, when we were going towards breakfast, we would ask him. You were sleeping during meditation today also. And he would say, no, I don't sleep. I was in deep prayer. I don't sleep. For all those 3 years when we were in the, it was the time when we were doing our philosophical studies, but during all those 3 years, every day he had that as a problem. And he would never agree that he slept. Now when you have a situation like that, that means if you don't agree, you will never pray over it. And that's why it's important in your morning prayer, you have to first acknowledge your areas of weakness. And then you bring the presence of the Holy Spirit into it. So that later in the day, when your weaknesses start showing up, you are not caught unaware. Because the Holy Spirit has already been working on it. What we end up doing usually is, when the weakness shows forth, at that time we start praying. Or sometimes even worse, at those times we are not strong enough to pray. We struggle to pray at those moments. There have been times that people have told me they are addicted to pornography. And they say, Father, whenever I sit on the computer, I open my email. And I don't know, Father, just like magic, sometimes these pornographic sites come up. That magic is a time when the body and mind is numb.
It
doesn't remember anything. It doesn't remember the time when he was actually clicking on the website or typing out that website. He doesn't remember anything. And I know a person who changed 3 computers because of it. Because the problem is with the computer, he said. There's no problem in the computer. If you are busy changing your computer, those people from whom you're buying it, they must be very happy. And he says, every time I sit, I watch all that pornographic material, at the end of it, I feel so guilty.
啊，每一次我一开电脑，我就会睇到呢啲色情嘅嘢。完结嘅时候，我又觉得好后悔。
The problem is that I've got a weakness.
啊，问题就系我有一个软弱。
I've not prayed over or asked the Holy Spirit to take control of the weakness in the morning.
我朝头早祈祷，亦都冇求圣神啊，你掌管我呢个软弱啦，医治我啦。
I decide to myself when the situation comes, I will deal with it.
啊，我自己决定咧就系，诶，到时软弱嚟，我先至去搞佢啦。
But when the situation comes, I'm weak.
啊，不过处境一嚟啦，软弱一出啦，你嗰时真系软弱啦。
I'm in no position to pray.
啊，一啲都唔知道点样去祈祷。
Because the evil one who is waiting around has already started devouring me.
啊，因为呢一个邪恶嘅出现咧，已经开始想攻击我啦。
That is why we are called to be prepared.
啊，我哋人人都系被召集。
As we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33. Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32 and 33.
马可福音十三章。
Mark chapter 13, verse 32 and 33.
至于那日子和那时刻。
Praise the Lord, 32 and 33.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 13, verse 32 and 33. Yeah. Yes. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come.
至于那日子和那时刻，除了父以外，谁也不知道，连天上的天使和子都不知道。你们要当心，要醒悟，因为你们不知道那日期什么时候来到。
Now this is talking about the end times.
啊，呢个系讲紧末世啦。
But you can also apply it to those moments of sin.
你都可以套用喺你犯罪嘅时刻。
The moments when your weakness will start showing forth.
就是那一刻当你的软弱又再出现了。
Because many times it happens unexpectedly.
因为很多次呢都是出乎意料之外发生的。
So early in the morning, invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into that weakness.
第一早起身呢，你就应该首先邀请圣神进入这些弱点。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
在罗马人。
Romans 8:26.
第26节。
The word tells us, in Romans 8:26, the word says, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
同时圣神也辅助我们的软弱。
The Spirit will help us in our weakness.
圣神是会辅助我们的软弱。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
格林多人后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
主对我说，有我的恩宠为你够了，因为我的德能在软弱中才全显出来。
He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness.
有我的恩宠为你够了，因为我的德能在软弱中才全显出来。
Now God's power can work in your weakness only when you invite the presence of the Spirit into that weakness.
天主的德能能够在你的弱点上面工作，只是当你真的邀请圣神来到你的软弱。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得禄前书第五章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节。
你们要节制，要醒悟，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同咆哮的狮子巡游，寻找可吞食的人。
Discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So keep alert.
所以你要醒悟啊。
Be aware of your weakness.
啊，要意识到你有咩软弱。
Acknowledge your weakness.
承认自己嘅弱点。
And offer that weakness to the Spirit in the morning so that he might take control of it.
啊、早上起身就要将你的弱点交给圣神，等他能够掌管。
So that when the moment comes,、
所以当那一刻一来的时候，
at that time, the power of God is visible in that weakness.、
啊、当其时就会，天主的德能就会很明显在这个弱点上面工作。
Have you heard of Noah?
有没有听过诺亚？
You know Noah, the person who built that big boat?
个诺亚呢，是那只大船那个。
That cruise liner?
Praise
the Lord. Yeah, because the only cruise liner available. Praise the Lord. He built the cruise line, I mean, sorry, he built the boat, he built the ark. So Noah built that huge ark when it started raining. Is that true?
No.
Did he start building the ark after it started raining?
No.
Why didn't he build the ark when it started raining? What? Yes, too late. They are awake. It was too late. It would be too late. Once the situation has cropped up and then you think about saying, oh, Holy Spirit, help me. I'm now feeling that temptation. You are too late.
当处境一出现,你才去求圣神来帮你,已经为时已晚了。
That is why you invite him, so that the battle has already begun even before you have reached the battlefield. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
If you have a weakness of anger, Father took a talk on anger, right?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Because he's very experienced with it. No, he's experienced in dealing with anger because he is dealing with me. So if you have a problem of anger, there's no use of thinking once that moment comes and you flare up and you think to yourself, oh, how much I'm praying for it. In the morning, tell the Lord, my anger is my weakness. O Spirit of God, take control of my anger. So that when the time comes and the situation comes, the Spirit will still control what's happening. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And then during your moment of prayer, invite the Holy Spirit into those parts of your day that has already been planned out. Most of us plan out our day. I'm saying most of us because of a reason. As far as I know in Hong Kong you really plan out your day very well. That is why when priests like us come, the organizers find it very difficult. Because we are very unplanned. Especially when it comes to the sessions. That is why sometimes we feel very sorry for the volunteers over here. They run around and they don't know how to tell the priest, can you just get it done? But I know that you would love, there is at least one portion of your day that you have actually planned out. You know what you're going to do. In that case, invite the Holy Spirit into what has been planned out. Now that's an area of our life that we usually are careless. Because what we have planned out, we have already thought to ourselves that we have control over it. You have planned to go from your home driving to your place of work. You do it every day. You don't need a GPS for that.
GPS.
If they don't know GPS, they are lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you don't need the GPS for that. You pretty much know this is what I'm gonna do.
你唔需要呢个 GPS 啦，你知道自己做紧啲咩嘢。
Or sometimes if it's office work，
有时可能系翻工做嘢。
And you kind of do the same thing every day。
其实你每日都系重复做紧同一样嘢。
Sometimes we can get very careless。
有时真系会粗心大意。
Because oh well, this is something I do every day。
因为你知道我日日都系咁做噶啦。
Now there could be someone who is kind of putting up all the the altar cloth and the decoration here.
例如呢度呢有个专责嘅人呢去铺啲祭坛布啊。
Or maybe arranging the flowers.
或者有个人是专责去插花啦。
And you do it every day.
其实都是我做的啦。
You're very used to it.
习惯了。
And therefore, it comes naturally to you.
所以对于你来讲很自然的事。
And therefore, you don't in the morning say, Oh Lord, Oh Holy Spirit, please cover what I'm going to do in that flowers this day.
所以呢你就唔会呢同圣神讲啊圣神啊求你覆盖我啦等我呢插花嘅同时有你嘅临在。
But if it is Father Joseph who is going to do it tomorrow,
如果听日係负责 Father Joseph 负责插花呢
he will have to pray very hard.
佢真係要努力祈祷喎。
Because he doesn't know the difference between a rose and a dahlia.
佢同呢个牵牛花同埋呢一个嘅玫瑰花都分唔清。
Praise the Lord. You know, all that I say about him is actually about me.
其实我你要话套喺佢身上，其实讲紧我自己啫。
By the way, he's an artist.
唔好意思，其实佢一个艺术家嚟噶。
He actually is an artist. He's a good artist. He paints well. He draws well.
佢真系一个犀利嘅艺术家，嘅画画好靓噶。
He's got a lot of artistic talents.
好多嘅艺术嘅天分。
After this, you should ask him to draw the elephant. He draws it very well.
完咗之后，你可以叫画只大笨象俾你嘅，画得好靓嘅。
So let's take Father Joseph out. If tomorrow I was supposed to do this,
同我哋讲唔讲 Father Joseph 啦？如果听日系我负责插花
，I'm terrible at these things.
我一惊，我好惊嘅呢件事。
Therefore, I might pray over it.
可能我真系会为呢件事祈祷。
But if it's something I'm doing every day and I pretty much think that, oh, this is just the usual work I do.
如果系一啲我平时都时时会做啦，习惯去做噶啦。
I can at times have a problem.
我有时时不时都可能会有难题。
But not inviting the Holy Spirit into my planned part of my day。
如果我唔邀请圣神喺我计划好有秩序嘅事情里面进入嘅话
，The problem with that is，
个问题就系
，The work might get done，
件事都做得成嘅
，But you will end up spending far more energy on it than God would have wanted you to。
不过可能呢你会呢花更加多的气力啊时间下去啊本来天主不是想你这样。
And then at the end of the day,
所以一日的完结
you end up thinking to yourself,
你就自己又想了
I'm so tired all the time.
为什么时时都这么累的呢
I'm all the time stressed.
时时都这么紧张的。
Do you have this problem of stress in Hong Kong?
香港人有没有紧张的
Praise the Lord. It's a very common word in Australia.
这个在澳洲是很常用的字。
Everyone is stressed.
人都是很紧张的。
You ask any person, they are stressed.
你问哪一个都说我很紧张。
Surprisingly, in India, this word doesn't exist.
好奇怪呢很意外地印度不出现这个字。
I've never heard my parents ever say, oh, I'm stressed.
我从来都没听过我爸爸妈妈说哎呀我很紧张。
And I don't know, maybe you ask your own parents who worked hard and worked day in and day out, I don't think they would ever say that they were stressed out.
或者你问翻你嘅父母呢佢哋日常翻工会唔会有讲话哇紧张到不得了咁。
And it's a very big thing because I know if my father and mother were able to bring up a child like me, they should have been stressed.
我觉得都系好正常嘅如果我爸爸妈妈要凑大我呢一个我呢都应该系都几紧张嘅。
But nowadays, you have little children, the second child, third child, and you think, oh, I'm too stressed for this.
而家今日呢只要系生第二、第三个你就已经紧张到不得了啦。
I'm too stressed at work.
翻工又紧张。
And sometimes it's the very same thing that you're doing, actually.
有时甚至乎你日常都系日日做嗰样嘢。
You've been doing the same thing for 20 years.
20年来日日都是做那样东西。
And even after the 20 years, at the end of the day, you'll say, I'm stressed.
就算做了20年同一样东西你仍然一日完结的时候都说哎呀很紧张。
Not blaming you.
我不是怪责你。
I'm not saying that you are not stressed.
我不是说你不紧张。
I do say that now in today's world, we have far lesser the presence of God in our daily life than our parents and our grandparents had.
我想指出嘅咧，就系今个世代的而且确咧，天主嘅临在咧，远比我哋父母嘅时代咧，已经系我哋好少邀请天主嘅临在。
So we end up using far more energy.
所以我哋最后咧，花费更大嘅气力。
You invite the Holy Spirit into the planned parts of your life.
你应该邀请圣神咧进入你好好计划咗嘅，都要邀请佢。
Then the Spirit is already working behind it.
圣神就已经喺背后开始运作。
I met a person in our retreat center in India many years ago.
好多年前喺印度我哋避难中心，我见到一个人。
He does ministry amongst prostitutes.
啊，佢喺嗰啲嘅娼妓之中咧，又侍奉天主啦。
He goes to these little areas where the prostitutes work.
他会呢接触那些有娼妓工作的地方。
And he tells them about Jesus.
然后对他们讲关于耶稣。
Now the situation is totally different in India.
现在呢印度的处境已经不同了。
These prostitutes are working for people who are far more powerful.
现在这些娼妓的行业呢是为一些更加有权势有地位的人。
And so whatever money they make is actually going to the they call them the pimps, you know, the people who are actually in charge of everything.
啊，佢哋无论赚咗几多嘅钱咧，最后啲钱都系归于呢啲啊有权势嘅人。
And so, if these women convert themselves,
一旦呢啲女士咧会归依悔改咧
，or if they accept Jesus,
又或者佢一旦接纳耶稣咧
，they will stop what they are doing.
佢哋首先会停止佢哋做紧嘅嘢啦。
Which will then stop the money going to these people.
当然就自不然就停止咗呢啲嘅大集团嘅收入啦。
Therefore, it's a very dangerous situation.
所以呢个系好危险嘅情况。
But when he was speaking to me, he told me.
不过当呢个弟兄同我讲嘅时候，佢话
：Father, every day I do the same ministry.
啊，神父啊，我日日都系做同一个嘅事工。
And I asked him, how do you get the courage to do it?
我问佢你边度揾勇气咁样做咧
？And he says, in the morning, I know which houses or which people I'm going to meet.
佢话我每日朝头早都已经知道我今日会去边家边户。
And in the morning itself, I ask the Spirit to start working in them.
啊，早上我就已经呼求圣神。先开始在他们身上工作。
So by the time I enter over there, everything is already easy for me.
所以当我进入那边家边户的时候，样嘢都顺畅了。
When you go to your office,
当你回写字楼
and you sit on your desk,
坐在你的办公室前
instead of starting your work there,
你不是在那里开始工作的。
Can you start your work a little earlier?
你可唔可以早少少开始咧
？In your time of prayer，
喺你祈祷嘅时候
，invite the Holy Spirit into it。
已经邀请圣神进入。
Whatever you've planned for the day，
无论你今日已经计划咗啲乜嘢
，invite the presence of the Spirit into it。
求圣神临在喺嗰件事度。
That is what we read in the Acts of the Apostles。
系，都系我哋喺中途大事度睇。
Wherever they went，
无论佢哋去到边
，Wherever they planned to go，
无论佢哋计划去边度
，They have already asked the Spirit about it。
佢哋已经征询咗圣神。
They've already invited the Spirit into it.To it.
邀请圣神进入
and so even before they reach,
所以他们未到达
the Spirit has already taken control of it.
圣神已经早已经掌管一切
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes we just don't have time for all this.
有时我哋话诶呢啲种种嘢，我哋都冇时间去。
Sometimes we don't even have time to brush our teeth in the morning.
朝头早起身刷牙时间都冇啦
Everything is so quick.
样嘢都要快
We've been traveling up and down.From the place we are staying till here.
我哋时时都系车嚟车去啦，由我哋住嗰度车嚟啦，又翻去嗰度。
And then we see the double-decker buses.
跟住见到啲双层巴士啦。
And all of you sitting inside that.
见到啲人坐晒个巴士度。
First of all, the windows are all open, so you can actually see every person sitting inside.
因为全部都系透明玻璃啦，所以你可以睇晒里边坐喺度嘅人。
Half the bus in the morning is asleep.
半架巴士嘅人都系瞓着觉嘅朝头早。
And the other half is on their mobile phones.
清醒嘅人咧都系攞住佢嘅手机啦。
In the evening, when you're going back, the whole bus is on the mobile phone.
夜晚黑咧，当我哋翻去嘅时候，又见到成车嘅人都系攞住个手机啦。
But right in the morning, even when you're on your way, start inviting the Holy Spirit into what you're doing.
清早起身嘅时候，我哋应该一开始就系邀请圣神进入我哋计划嘅嘢。
You will not have to spend so much of time and energy in the rest of what you have to do.
跟住剩翻嚟你要做嘅嘢咧，你唔会花费咁多额外嘅气力啊时间。
It's far more easier for me to preach to you when I have already offered up the session to the Holy Spirit,
如果我已经将每一堂上堂嘅嘢已经奉献咗俾圣神嘅话咧，我会更加容易畅顺咁同你上堂。
Than for me to come without any preparation and preach.
仲容易过我完全冇准备咁嚟，更加容易。
Because when I come without any preparation,
如果我冇准备任何嘢而嚟咧
，I'm using my own capabilities.
如果我准备咗啲嘢材料嚟咧，我系用紧自己嘅能力。
And the power of the Spirit is not working anymore.
圣神嘅德能咧就唔会再运行。
Can I ask you something?
我可唔可以问你哋一问
？Do you expect me?
你有冇谂住我
？To preach without having prayed?
冇祈祷而就开始上堂咧？
No.
Would you be scandalized?
这个会不会变成一个很大镬的事
If I came and just started preaching without any prayers?
哇，居然不祈祷就来讲书
Would you feel this is not right for a priest?
哇，神父怎么可以这样的
Why? Because my vocation, my work is to preach.
因为我的工作就是要宣讲嘛。
Is it okay that I just go down to the McDonald's there on the first floor, right?
是啊，我们一楼McDonald's。
Ground floor?Not first floor, two floors. Okay, two floors of the McDonald's down, and I think to myself, let me just go down, pick up a McDonald's, have the meal, and then I'll come in time exactly 6:59 for the mass. 7 o'clock is the mass.
跟住我会唔会咧就落去下边麦当劳啊，落买啲嘢食，临咧6:59就嚟到祭台，7:00开始嚟晨。
Is that okay? Is that fine?
O 唔 OK 啊？掂唔掂
？So it's not fine for me.
唔得噶，我咁样唔得噶。
Father Joseph can do it.
咁 Father Joseph 得啦啩？
Why are you laughing?
做咩嚟笑啊
？You all have a soft corner for Father Joseph.
你哋个个都好善待佢噶。
Praise the Lord. Don't worry, he doesn't like McDonald's.
唔使担心，佢唔中意食麦当劳。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So you don't expect it of us priests.
你都唔会期望个神父系咁。
You're expecting us to be in prayer.
你要期待个神父系好祈祷嘅。
Because somewhere in the back of your mind, you believe that when we are in prayer, more graces will flow through in the sessions we have.
因为你的脑咧，某程度上喺度谂，如果个神父好好祈祷，然后先至嚟上堂咧，我哋获益一定会多啲嘅。
Then what makes your work different from us？
做乜鬼？你哋做嘢同我做嘢会唔同咧
？Why is it that you can go to work sleeping on the bus？
点解你又可以翻工前喺架车度瞓觉
？Don't worry, I'm not blaming you for sleeping on the bus。
唔怪你喺车度瞓觉。
But how can you go to your work without then preparing yourself in prayer？
点样你可以唔用祈祷去准备自己先翻工嘅咧
？Because there is grace flowing from there as well。
因为咁样嘅话会有恩宠进入你嘅工作。
Praise the Lord。
Praise the Lord。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
So into all the planned things of the day, invite the presence of the Spirit。
将你计划好嘅一日嘅人要做嘅嘢咧，都邀请圣神进入。
Into the unplanned things of the day, offer the presence of the Spirit.
一啲冇计划嘅事情都邀请圣神进入。
There can be many things that surprise you in the day.
一日里边可能有好多好出乎意料之外嘅事。
In the morning itself, tell the Spirit there are so many things that I know might come up as a surprise.
早上就话俾圣神听，我知道日间必会有啲咧系意料之外嘅事。
Fill those unplanned things of the day with the Holy Spirit.
让呢圣神咧能够完全充满呢啲意料唔到嘅事。
So when it surprises you,
当你震惊你嘅时候咧
，the Spirit has already worked on it.
圣神已经开展咗工作。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What is our sister's name?
Maria Teresa.
Maria Teresa, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Through the intercession of Maria Teresa, those to Saint Maria and Saint Teresa and every saint, if I ask you now, can you give the rest of the talk?
我藉住你嘅主保圣人啊，小德兰啊，玛利亚代祷，而家可唔可以交个麦俾你由你讲
？Will you be surprised?
系会唔会好惊讶
？Will you be shocked?
系咪好震惊啊
？It's a surprise and it's a shock.
唔单止系震惊啦，惊讶啦，系咪啊
？She will cry.
She will cry.
佢会喊噶，佢会走噶。
Praise God. If she cries, most probably everyone else will make us cry.
如果佢一喊咧，人人都会令我哋喊。
But it is a surprise.
不过呢个系好惊讶嘅事。
It's something that's unexpected.
冇意想到嘅。
But you have no other option but to do it.
不过你冇得拣啊，你一定要上嚟讲。
Suppose both these two priests you fall down dead.
例如呢两个神父突然间瞓低死鬼咗。
And someone has to take that control.
有人要攞支麦继续撑落去。
It's something surprising. It's something shocking. It's not something that you are prepared for. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you are dead, we will have to carry you out.
You can just put us at the side. It's okay. You do the rest after the session. Praise the Lord. So, you can get surprises in life. Have you prepared yourself for that moment by asking the Spirit to have taken control of it when the time comes? It can be things surprising in connection to your family, your children, your work, your education, your career, maybe something connected to your finances.
It's
something surprising. Are you prepared for it? Because if you have invited the Spirit into everything that's unseen during the day, when the time happens, you're prepared for it. It doesn't mean that you will not be shocked. It will not mean that you won't have, you'll feel very comfortable. But it means that you will be able to complete it. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So invite the presence of the Spirit into everything unseen. And then invite the Spirit, I'm going to kind of wind up, but invite the Spirit into every word and every action that you will do during the day. Line your whole day with the presence of the Spirit. That is when you start becoming fruitful. That is when the Spirit starts moving through you. And that is why the Scripture speaks about building our life with the presence of the Spirit. As Jude would say, sorry, Saint Jude, not this Jude, the other, Saint Jude in his letter, in his letter, chapter 1, verse 20, would say, St. Jude chapter, the letter of Jude chapter 1 verse 20.
可是你们亲爱的，你们要把自己建筑在你们至圣的信德上，在圣神内祈祷。
Build yourselves up by praying in the Holy Spirit. Your whole life has to be built up with the presence of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And at the end of the day, when you have your final prayer of the day, when you are in bed, tell the Spirit of God, all that I have done today, cover it with your presence. So if there was anything left incomplete, the Spirit will then complete it. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So sandwich your day. You know what's a sandwich, right?
Yes.
You'll have a bread piece underneath.
Yes.
And then you'll fill it with a lot of things.
Yes.
You'll put the cheese, you'll put the ham, you'll put the burger, you'll put the greens and everything, the tomato and the sauce and everything else inside it. Some people can be very weird with what they put inside it. But whatever you put inside it, whatever happens through the day, first the foundation, the presence of the Spirit, the final cap, the presence of the Spirit. So the presence of the Spirit then lines everything that you do.
圣神的临在呢就会夹杂在你所有做的事情。
That is why when you bite the sandwich,
当你一咬那个三文治呢,
you like it or no,
无论你喜不喜欢吃都好,
you will get the bread piece in your mouth.
都会是有面包在你的口里面。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You might say that, but we can take out from between and eat separately. But that is not a sandwich. If you have to eat the sandwich, the bread piece will be there in your mouth. So what we do through the day, let the start and the finish be the Spirit. So the taste of the Spirit will be there completely. Let's close eyes. Tell the Holy Spirit to fill everything that you have done this day. And all that we will do during this session. O Spirit of God, line our lives. Be the fragrance of our life. Be the taste of our life. Just as you were with the apostles, you were the fragrance of their ministry. Be the fragrance of our ministry and our lives and our vocations. Come, O Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love. Burn within us.
在我们之内燃烧起,